Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Young Kwok and Julia Kelleher, authors of The IBM Center Report, Risk Management for Grants Administration, a case study of the U.S. Department of Education. So, Young, I'd like to transition and discuss the lessons learned from the Ed's efforts to incorporate risk management and risk mitigation practices into the grants management programs. First, what are the benefits derived from capturing these lessons learned that have been identified in your report?
Yeah, so as Julia mentioned in the previous segment, that the risk management services, the RMS work in the developing risk assessment and the mitigation activities has been great at the Department of Education. In addition to that, the Department of Education demonstrates compliance with federal requirements, and that the RMS effort have fostered the creation of a culture that understands and values risk management. So the thing that is recognizing the importance of assessing risk and sharing information about grantee risk has become a very meaningful grants management activity. You know, the example that we gave, the RMS success in creating a common risk assessment tool has fostered the creation of an enterprise approach to risk management within the Department of Education. It has also led to an increase in the use of the so-called data-driven decisions. We do believe that the RMS could increase the capacity and accuracy of risk assessment by expanding the information sources included in the entity risk review, that the RMS current ideas to find ways to incorporate unstructured data, including text-based reports and public information into risk assessment models, are likely to produce more robust risk assessment. At the same time, we do believe the agency will benefit greatly from efforts to expand its capacity to identify and analyze the characteristics and impacts of program risk or those risks inherent to the grant program by nature of its requirement.
Now, Young and Julie, I could go through and just tell you to give me the high-level lessons learned. But what I really would like to do, and I normally do with our authors, is sort of take each lesson and have you unfold it. So, Young, would you elaborate on the first lesson learned and why it was insightful?
Yeah, so to get to the first lessons learned is that the Department of Education example itself, it is very beneficial to create a defined and codified business processes for managing risk in its grants portfolio. So if I try to elaborate on this, formalizing and standardizing the risk assessment process allowed Department of Education to take a more proactive approach to identifying risk and promoting effective grant management. It also helped employees develop a common understanding of how a risk assessment should be conducted and reduce the time and burden associated with the traditional approach to risk assessment. In addition, defining and codifying the process also made it possible for the RMS to set expectations around specific points during the grant life cycle when risk management practices should be applied.
So what about the second lesson learned? How can that lesson help other agencies?
Yeah, so the second lesson learned in the report, we mentioned using an automated data-driven risk assessment tool that enabled the Department of Education to apply uniform and consistent risk assessment procedures and make better use of the audit data. So the ERR itself, it enabled the agency promote increased the objectivity and consistency of program officers' risk assessment. The automated data-driven assessment tool clarified the specific data elements that should be considered when assessing risk and provided standard thresholds against which performance on these elements could be assessed. The ERR also simplified the process of interpreting the relative importance of these data elements. In addition, ERR facilitated consistent interpretation of audit data and reduced the amount of the time and effort that the program officers need to spend gathering audit information. So the RMS consultation and training services also helped program officers gain new capacities to connect fiscal and management audit findings to the specific requirement of their programs.
Young, and I understand that the third lesson involves Ed's success in implementing a department-wide enterprise risk management program. Would you tell us more about this lesson?
Yes, certainly. The decision to create a new internal policy directive requiring the use of the entity risk review was indeed a very important one. The new risk assessment policy created an official agency-wide expectation for the program officers to engage in risk assessment during the pre-award process. It also helped to create increased visibility about agencies' leadership support for risk management practices. The visible support from agency executives indeed helped create broad-based awareness of and interest in the entity risk review. We believe that without the creation of the new risk policy and the support of senior leaders, its implementation of the entity risk review would not have been as successful in the case of Department of Education.
And the final lesson you describe in your IBM Center report focuses on the characteristics of an effective risk management program. What are they? What are those characteristics? What can this lesson teach us?
Yeah, so the entity risk review increased the agency's capacity to strategically collect, store, and use existing data sources. It also helped the risk management services identify new ways to make use of existing data sources. So the process has raised new interest among program officers and risk management service staff in finding additional data sources. This does suggest that the development and refinement of the entity risk review is an ongoing process in which each subsequent stage is informed by the preceding one. Despite the general acceptance and approval of the entity risk review in its current form, both program officers and risk management service staffs are interested in creating new and or slightly customized version of the ERR in the coming future.
So, Young, would you outline each of the recommendations you offer? And to what extent does Ed's example provide managers and leaders with important insight on how they should structure planning and implementation of these activities?
Yeah, I think this is what the audience really want to know and hear about. And we did come up with four different recommendations. The first recommendation is that the agencies should strive to data-driven system to collect and manage data that can be used to make risk assessments. That would be the first one. The second recommendation would be that the agencies should create tools and processes that facilitate program officers' interpretation of data and standardize the decision-making process. If I could elaborate on the second recommendations, that the agencies should create tools that improve program officers' ability to interpret the meaning of different risk-related data elements. So the creating frameworks for interpreting risk data will increase the consistency and accuracy of risk assessment. Agencies should create a risk assessment tool similar to the entity risk review that standardizes the decision-making process. One of the many strengths of the ERR at the Department of Education is that its internal scoring system provides a common standard against which risk data is scored. Agencies are cautioned to ensure that appropriate stakeholders are involved in the process of creating the common frameworks and scoring rubrics. The risk management service experience highlights the importance of gathering input from program officers and designing a collaborative process that is informed by the specific needs of program officers. The third recommendation that we are giving out is that the federal agencies should take advantage of the opportunity that the new OMB requirements create for improving risk management in federal grants. That the agencies that are interested in creating new risk assessment policies and tools should emphasize how these new internal processes will enable program officers to comply quickly and efficiently with the OMB's new administrative requirements. That the agencies should also emphasize how the introduction of new risk assessment practices within the agency is part of a larger movement across all federal agencies to develop increased capacity to implement the risk management practices. Finally, the last recommendation that we are giving out is the introduction of new risk management practices that may represent change for some federal agencies and should be accompanied by training and capacity building programs. We did mention about lack of expertise in this field. So the attention should be given to developing the necessary training and capacity building programs so that the program officers can understand and institutionalize these new business processes effectively. The risk management services' success in sustaining the use of the new tool appears to have been due in large part to the sufficient time and effort given to training new users and ensuring there is a consistent understanding of those tools.
Mm-hmm. So, Young, what does the future hold in this area?
Well, the future is actually very exciting that the managers and leaders in grant-making federal agencies can use the information presented in our study to improve or create new risk management practices. That's why we wanted to explain the risk management, and we wanted to provide a case study and an overall framework so that others could learn from it. The Department of Education example provides managers and leaders with important insights into how they should structure planning and implementing activities. It also highlights the importance of creating the necessary infrastructure to support the development and use of risk management policies and tools. So the developing a better understanding of the experience at the Department of Education will enable other federal grant managers in other agencies have developed risk management practices that will result in more effective and compliant stewardship of federal funds among the grantees.
Did you want to add anything, Julia?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was very well said. And just to add a thought that came to mind while Young was talking, one of the things that I think the agency can feel most proud about is creating a formal, documented, observable process that can be looked at. It didn't exist, and now it does. And I think it's part of, you know, the question was, what does the future hold?
Sure.
This is one example, but it provides an incredible foundation to be very thoughtful and very structured about what to do next. It's also a great illustration for agencies who have never forayed into this area. It provides the example that Ed didn't have when it was starting its work. So I don't know that it's to be repeated in whole, in part, in full, but it is something to look at in a space where it didn't exist before. And I think over time, when you start to look at formalizing data collection methods and analyzing them with a mind's eye to, you know, a longer horizon, you start to build in business processes that will allow you to make analyses and judgments down the road by nature of how you're doing this in a very formal and structured way. So the potential to use what we have as an input to some future process, because it's been designed the way it's been designed, is excellent.
Do you see anybody doing that yet?
I don't have firsthand knowledge of what any other agencies are doing.
But it is it's out there. Folks could adapt it to what they want.
Definitely. And if they had a conference or a convening of a group of different agencies, which I do think, I think Karen Hardy was doing some, providing some leadership in that space, it makes for a great focus group conversation. Again, as a starting point for what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. But it's very hard when there's nothing on paper to have a conversation that leads you to some new action, because they really are just words that kind of fill the space. And so I think it was a great accomplishment to have something formalized and to start to create a regular conversation in an organization where in 2001, risk management was an office of five people that did risk management. Now it's an agency-wide conversation. Again, there's a lot of opportunities for expanding that dialogue and repeating those kinds of conversations.
And it's beyond grants management.
Right.
Yeah, to the agency operations.
Definitely. Yeah. And the use of data and data-driven decision-making and being able to look back and say, how and why did we make a decision this way?
So why don't you tell us, Young and Julia, a little bit about yourselves. Julia?
So I am the founder of a management consulting company that looks at project management and performance measurement in education and government. Our focus being helping clients reduce the space between strategy and execution. So those wonderful ideas that we have, helping folks get them done. Mm-hmm. And in addition, I teach at GW.
Great. Sir?
Yes, I've been at George Washington School of Business since 1999, so it's been a while. I mainly teach project and program management. I also conduct research in project and program management. I have particular interest in the federal side these days, the government side these days. I published a book last year looking at the government projects performances and how well or how poor that they've been doing in different sectors, including IT, infrastructures, softwares, aerospace, defense, and others. And that was a very interesting project itself that we looked at three different countries, US, UK, and Australia, and we were able to find some common issues and problems and also provide recommendations to improve the overall program management practices.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here today. This is a wonderful conversation. I hope folks find it enlightening. I know your report has been very well received, and this is a nice compliment to the conversation. Well, thank you, Julia. Thank you, Young.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you very much.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Young Kwok and Julia Kelleher, authors of the IBM Center report, Risk Management for Grants Administration, a case study of the U.S. Department of Education. You may order or download a free copy of this IBM Center report and all IBM Center reports at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.